Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. You heard Chris's update there. Our top story of the day, Michael Thomas of the New Orleans Saints going to have surgery and miss at least a month of time. For those of you who are playing fantasy football this season, you want to go to Daily Roto, get all of my co-host Davis Maddox's projections on all of that. And we'll continue to talk about that throughout the show. We have Take 'em or Leave 'em coming up in fantasy football, no doubt. So stay on the grid for that. Here are our headlines as well. As we begin our second hour of this Friday, full slate of baseball games later today. Cubs play the Diamondbacks, and then, of course, night games coming up as well. The Rays make a big trade a week to go with the deadline. They acquire Nelson Cruz from the Minnesota Twins for a couple of prospects. Also, the Rays today traded Rich Hill to the New York Mets. So Rays doing a couple of pieces of business here before the deadline. Buccaneers yesterday received their massive Super Bowl rings. Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, all those guys showing that off, no doubt. And no surprise here, Giants place running back Saquon Barkley on the physically unable to perform list, but he is expected to begin the season with the team. Now, yesterday was the first big trade before the deadline coming up on the 30th of July. Nelson Cruz, now a member of the Tampa Bay Rays. And Derek Falvey, the general manager of the Twins, talked about just how difficult it was from both a personal perspective and player perspective to move Cruz from Minnesota.
That's the piece to it, right? We know where we're at, you know, competitively right now, you know, our standings and some of these things are part of the business, right? You get used to those conversations when you've worked in it for a long time. But one of the hardest parts, you know, is the relationships you have with the people. And then let's layer on top that, you know, it's someone like Nelson Cruz, who I've been around a lot of really good players, teammates, staff, otherwise. This is meant with no disrespect to anybody else, but he may be the best teammate and, you know, I've ever seen in terms of the way he goes about his business, the way he puts his arm around people, the way he helps us become better in our front office jobs and in our and coaching staff jobs. I mean, this guy is beyond special. And so I know he, you know, was probably somewhat expecting this conversation at some point. I don't know if he was expecting it today. In fact, I know he wasn't. But when Rocco and I sat with him and told him, it was a very emotional conversation for all three of us. that that was very special, you know, and there are a few moments in your career that you have that you remember for sure. That one, as difficult as it was, will always stick with me because of what was said between the three of us in that.
Yeah, tough decision there, Davis, that the Twins have had to make, but a tougher one is coming as Byron Buxton has not been on the field in over a month, but he is set to come back potentially in 2 or 3 weeks. His contract is up after next year, and I wonder if we'll see Buxton moved somewhere at the deadline next week too.
I feel like it's got to be less likely that Buxton gets moved because, I mean, the first thing is like he's not playing right now, so it's a little bit harder if a guy is not playing. Now, granted, he could be traded to a team that's willing to give him that extension even if he is banged up, which is, you know, it sounds like the Twins are maybe not wanting to give Buxton as much money as he thinks he deserves. And to me, Buxton would be a guy, if I was running the Mets, if I was running the Dodgers, if I was running the Yankees, I would give Buxton crazy money. I mean, I'd give Buxton 10 years, $210 million or whatever if I was running a team. But it sounds like what was the offer the Twins made? It was 4 years, $78 million for Buxton or something like that. But to me, Buxton is
one more years. Yeah.
Few more years. There we go. So to me, Buxton, I would give him a top 20 contract of a batter, right? Not top 20 in baseball, but a top 20 batter contract. The Twins don't want to pay that. My guess is that there are multiple teams that are willing to pay that, right? Dodgers, Padres, Mets, Yankees, Astros, and look, if they can get the right to negotiate with him before the open market via giving up a small trade to you know, acquire that right to negotiate with him from the Twins, I think they should do it.
Yeah, it's really interesting because he's a game changer. He just hasn't been on the field. That's why his market, Davis, from a trade perspective and contract perspective, is almost impossible. You know the talent is there, but he just hasn't stayed on the field. So how much money do you pay a player like that? It's really hard to determine. Also, one of the other stories we followed today, Davis, the Cleveland Indians are now the Cleveland Guardians. You're not a fan of the logo, but you like the team name.
Yeah, the team name is cool. I was talking about this in the last hour, but I love team names that relate to the cities, right? The Lakers name, for example, is a name that I've just been like, it's the dumbest name in professional sports because they moved from Minneapolis, the land of 10,000 lakes, but they kept the name. They moved from Minneapolis, then they go to Los Angeles where there is nary a lake. Go find me a lake in Los Angeles, people. You're not going to find one, but they kept the name. But the Clippers name, the Los Angeles Clippers name, does actually fit, right? Because there are Clipper boats in the harbor, in the bay out there. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I hate the Lakers name.
Yeah, Sandy. I think the Clippers were San Diego way back when. And I think they took that name to L.A. too. So, yeah, interesting to see that. And we'll have some Cleveland Guardians logos coming your way next year, I'm sure, here on the show as well. Okay, coming up next, time to play a little take 'em or leave 'em. We've got wide receiver news all over the place today with information on Michael Thomas. Maybe.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
A potential non-extension for Davante Adams. Could they move him too? Who knows? So we'll dive into some wide receivers coming up next here and their average draft position. We return on Sports Grid. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For Davante Adams of the Green Bay Packers, which does make sense on both sides. They got to get their quarterback situation worked out. We'll find out next week if Aaron Rodgers is reporting to the first day of training camp, but there are a lot of people who are drafting early in fantasy football right now. Starting on Monday, Davis, Brett, and myself will all be in the Raz Bowl as we take our first shot at fantasy football against each other this year. But now that Davis has given me all his tips and information, I think I could probably take advantage of that. So, Davis, let's play a little take him or leave him with another player that I'll have to make a note on as to whether or not you're going to take in the Raz Bowl coming up. We have Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he is going in the third round, 41st overall in fantasy football drafts. He had 70 receptions, 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns on 109 targets. And Evans, at the end of the year, Davis, he was just so banged up. He looked like he was only getting red zone targets and nothing else. I think that must have factored in to the end of his season, but he is a supreme red zone target for Tom Brady. And if you're playing in a non-PPR league, you certainly can make the case that Evans is super valuable.
Yeah, he is. And I actually have a feeling I won't have to take Mike Evans in the Raz Bowl because my guess is that those rooms are not going to be very hungry for wide receivers. My thought is probably that people are going to like to take their running backs in that format. And I don't like running backs very much. I don't like to draft a lot of them very early in the draft. So I think I'll probably get to take a lot of the wide receivers that I do like. In other formats, though, where the rooms are a little bit more wide receiver hungry, I do find myself taking Mike Evans every once in a while. He falls in kind of a weird range of average draft position because I prefer his teammate Chris Godwin to him, and Godwin actually goes on average a couple picks later. So if I'm sitting there on the board and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are both there, I will take Godwin. But if someone has already selected Cooper Kupp, if someone has already selected Robert Woods, then I will find myself taking Mike Evans. So I'm not super high on him, but I also don't dislike him. I think 41st overall, I think this is like almost the three little bears price for Mike Evans. Not too cold, not too hot. It's just right for Mike Evans. So I think you can take him here.
Yeah, it feels right for him. Now, the interesting one is the next player that we're going to talk about. And I think that this is very much boom or bust this year because I don't know what the plan is for the Seahawks. I just was so shocked to see their game plan the last four or five games where Russell Wilson's running the ball and you couldn't figure out if Metcalf was going to do anything. And then Lockett took a step back too. 100 receptions. A lot of this was at the beginning of the season, over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. And then here's the big number, 132 targets. If only they would have just kept doing what they were doing, Davis, in the first half, Lockett would be a 110 reception guy, maybe 115, more yards, more touchdowns, more targets. I mean, Seattle has a chance to be the most dynamic offense in the NFL. The question is, will they have it?
They won't. They won't. They will not have the most dynamic offense in the NFL, even though you are absolutely right. They could have it. They had Gerald Everett, so they replaced that Greg Olson, Will Disley, Jacob Hollister group of guys, and they replace him with someone who can actually move, someone who can add a little bit after the catch. They don't have Carlos Hyde anymore, so it's just going to be Chris Carson, maybe Rashad Penny if we ever get him on the field. But I think the key with Tyler Lockett is to understand a couple things. The first is just look at those numbers. And if you didn't have any idea of the distribution of them and all you got to see was the year-end numbers, 100 receptions, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, you'd be like, the fourth round, the fifth round for this guy, I'm taking him in the third round. I might take him at the last pick of the second round. What are we doing letting this guy fall? I think the market is messed up on Tyler Lockett. I think they are making some real mistakes here. So I love taking Tyler Lockett because of the second point, which is fantasy football matchups are not close. Go, if you're listening to this show right now, go pull up your app where you play fantasy football, wherever you play it, and go look at your scores from your regular season last week and see how many fell within 10 points, within 15 points, within 20 points. Most of your matchups were not close. Most of them were driven by outlier performances when either you had a really bad week or you had a really good week. I want as many guys as possible in my lineup who can have those crazy good weeks, who can have 180 yards and three touchdowns. I know for a fact Tyler Lockett is one of those guys. Even if the Seahawks run the ball a ton and don't throw the ball a lot, Tyler Lockett is still going to have those weeks. So I am totally in on Tyler Lockett at his ADP, and I think you should definitely be taking him there.
All right, let's move on and hit on the running back position and the New England running back position, which is never fun. But Damian Harris is the one that's going the highest in drafts right now, and he's going in the seventh round. His ADP is 85 overall, and last year, 691 rushing yards, 5 receptions, that's not a lot, 52 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. He basically had 2 good games last year, maybe 3. And the notion is that New England's just all of a sudden going to start giving this guy the ball, I don't know, 60% of the time. And I just don't see it, Davis. I just don't ever see it with the Patriots. And Harris may be very good, but how far back do we have to go to have one running back on New England get all of the touches and all of the volume? I mean, is it Corey Dillon? I don't even know. How far back do we have to go for this?
Yeah, well, you know, at this cost, he doesn't need to be the only one. You know, when you're taking a guy in the eighth round, he can share the targets. The problem with Damian Harris is exactly what you just said. He doesn't catch the ball. And if you don't catch the ball, you got to score a lot of touchdowns. And if Cam Newton is going to be the quarterback for the whole season for 10 games or whatever, well, those touchdowns are going to leave Damian Harris. You know, Damian Harris had 137 rushes. He had 3 100-yard games, but he had only 2 touchdowns because Cam Newton was taking all the goal line rushing touchdowns because Cam Newton is probably the best goal-to-go rusher. I don't know. I mean, maybe in NFL history, I'd have to go look it up. But, I mean, Cam from the 3-yard line, it's just unstoppable, the QB power with Cam Newton. There's just not really anything you can do about it, and Bill Belichick definitely knows that. I think Harris is very specific. I actually feel fine taking him at this ADP in best ball because I'm going to get his touchdown weeks, and sometimes in best ball, you just need a second running back or a third running back who can get you 12 points, who can get you 13 points, and that is going to be enough. In season-long managed leagues where you are having to make a decision about your running back, I am never going to want to make the decision on Damian Harris. I would rather take James White 70 picks later, who goes, you know, 150th overall, And I know that James White is going to be in there on third downs. He probably won't score very many touchdowns, but he's going to catch 60 passes. I mean, James White is, even if Cam Newton is the quarterback, he's going to catch 60 passes, and I feel a little bit better about his weekly floor. So in best ball, I'm fine with Damian Harris as your, you know, your second running back in builds where you're going really heavy on wide receivers. But in, you know, your 12 team managed league where you're making start and sits, I am leaving Damian Harris to my opponents.
In all of the best ball drafts you've done, have you taken Sony Michel in any?
No. I think Sony gets cut or traded, though the fact that Ramondre Stevenson is on the non-football injury list maybe gives him a little bit of second life. But if Ramondre Stevenson is healthy by, you know, August 15th, I think Sony gets cut.
I mean, it is crazy to think that these two guys, 3 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, are playing in the national championship game for Georgia, and one guy is a superstar in the NFL, and another one can't even get on the field. It just shows you how interesting scouting is, for sure. All right, we'll take a quick break here on the show on Fantasy Sports Today. So make sure you stay with us and stay on the grid, as we got plenty more to come, including a conversation with Gray Albright of Razzball. We'll dive into the fantasy baseball trade deadline and how that could affect the fantasy baseball season moving forward. Then we've got some fantasy or reality, so make sure you stay with us as we're back in just 2 minutes right here on Sports Grid. So stay on the grid and don't go away.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. 1 week from today, your fantasy baseball team has a strong potential of looking different than what it is now. Why? Because the Major League Baseball trade deadline is next week, and those people who save their fake free agent money to bid on players, it is your time. Those people who have been waiting for your player to get traded who's not saving games, but may in a week from now, this is your time. So as always, it is time for us to bring in Gray Albright from Razzball.com. Gray, what's going on?
Oh, hey, what's going on there, Craig? Sorry, I was just watching the game on the TV. I'm doing well. I hope you are as well.
I am, very much so. And I'm ready for this trade deadline to hit, which we're going to get to in a second. But I want to talk about some players who are hot right now, because I know that as we shift toward fantasy football season, it's one of the last few times, unfortunately, we're going to have Gray here on the show because we got to shift toward football. We all know that. But at the beginning of the season, Juan Soto was a top five pick in every fantasy baseball draft. We got to the All-Star break, and he did not deliver the promise on that. But Juan Soto, Gray, in his last 10 games, has hit 5 home runs. He's hitting .440. He claimed that going to the All-Star game and being in the Home Run Derby was going to help fix his swing. Never heard that one before, but by gosh, it looks like it worked.
Yeah, no, completely. Yeah, no, that is a new one to have a home run derby fix a swing. Usually it's the opposite. I think there is something to it, though, because the biggest problem with Juan Soto prior to the home run derby was he was hitting everything in the ground. Like it was really bad launch angle. Not to get too far into the weeds, like most of his batted balls. But he was basically hitting like a 4 launch angle. And it's really hard to hit the ball out of the park when you're hitting that flat slash down on the ball. But you know what's actually kind of interesting? Juan Soto, because he's done so well in all the other 5x5 categories besides power, he's actually on our Razzball Player Rater 7th overall, right behind a Cedric Mullins, who's having a great year. So Juan Soto's been decent in general. He just hasn't hit the ball out of the park prior to the home run derby. But now it does seem like, you know, he's realized that you have to swing up on the ball a little bit. And he's just like, anyone who saw the home run derby or is a fan of Juan Soto, you can see, like, when he hits the ball, he can hit it out to any part of the park as long as he's swinging just a little bit up on it.
Yeah, and I think that that's a huge, huge part of his game is he's got to launch the ball. I think that's just so important for him. Let's go to the Dodgers here for a minute, because what I want to do is I want to ask you about one of the more underrated players in the game, in Chris Taylor, who does not get talked about a lot. But the thing is with Taylor is he basically, we thought Gray was going to get shut out by Gavin Lux. That never happened. Last couple of weeks, he's got 4 home runs. Lux has been out. Seager has been out. Taylor's going to be a free agent, Gray, at the end of the season. And I just don't think we've talked about him enough this year.
Yeah, no, completely. Chris Taylor's actually having the season that I bet Trevor Story wishes he was having. Not to go back to the player rater again, but it's funny you mentioned Chris Taylor, because he's actually also right there by Juan Soto, having a pretty comparable year for 5x5 stats. You know, Chris Taylor has been someone who I'll take the L with Chris Taylor, because I was really out on him for the reason you mentioned. I did not think he was going to get the playing time. I really expected this year. I expected Gavin Lux. Last year, I had Enrique Hernandez was still over in Los Angeles. I kind of expected him. Like Chris Taylor now, for a couple of years, has put together really decent seasons for very little, cost in the draft. Like Chris Taylor's gone as an afterthought in most drafts, and he's really put together great years. Like this year, he's a top 7 overall outfielder because he has the eligibility. And for shortstop, he's a top 3, top 4 shortstop. Like he's really been great. across the board. Like, as of, you know, the recording of this, he has near 70 runs. Like, that's crazy. That's a lot of runs at this point.
Yeah. No, and look, at the end of the season, he's going to be, I think, top 20 in the MVP conversation in the National League. People don't even look at that, but I definitely think he will. As we close the book on the – well, we're getting ready to close the book on the season. There's still about 60 games left. It was interesting. I had this conversation with Davis, my co-host, the other day, Gray. Do you think that Randy Arozarena ended up proving his draft value this year? I know he had two home runs the other day, and look, his numbers are not going to look like they did in the postseason last year, but he didn't get hurt, Gray, which is a bonus. He played pretty much all the time. And I was saying to Davis that, like, I could probably find like 20 guys that got drafted ahead of him that are just complete busts. Such high hopes for Arozarena, those numbers are not going to be what some people thought at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, completely. I think Arozarena has been a bit of a bust just for perception-wise. Like, as you said, he hasn't been bad. I mean, he's been totally respectable. And if you had him on the if you had him on your fantasy team, you're probably fine with it. But I think everyone, if they're being honest with themselves, everyone who drafted him expected more, especially after what he did in the postseason. Like, if he didn't do what he did in the postseason, I think we probably would be pretty happy with his production this year. But because of that, you know, he had like 20 homers in like 12 games or something. Like, it was something crazy how well he did in the postseason. But because of that, expectations were so high that I don't think he ever really came close to those expectations. Now, you know, if he gets as hot as he was in the postseason in these final 2 months, maybe he can, you know, turn those perceptions around and be like, oh, wow, you know, he is really as great as he was for those 2 weeks in October last year. But yeah, I don't think, if people are being honest with themselves, he's anywhere as anywhere that you expected.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just a fascinating conversation because we overrate the postseason so much, and last year's 60 game season as well. Okay, so a week from now is a trade deadline. And, you know, you and I both don't – I mean, I don't even know who's going to get traded between now and next week. It feels like it's kind of slow right now, but it's going to pick up great next week, no doubt. Do you think Max Scherzer will get traded? That's the name that is being rummaged about. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season, but the Nationals have to really be fighting this one because you know how this works, Gray. They say, oh, he'll just come back at the end of the year. And that never happens. The guys leave. They don't come back. Do you think Scherzer leaves? Does he end up in Toronto? Does he end up with the Yankees, the Dodgers, somewhere else? Boy, what will we be saying in a week from now?
Yeah, no, I think Scherzer, I saw Scherzer getting bandied about, and also Freddie Freeman. And for both of them, I feel like they're both going to stay where they are. I'd be shocked if Scherzer gets traded. I guess it's possible. You know, anything's possible. But, you know, like, the Nationals aren't necessarily that far out of it. Like, if they get a hot 2 months, they can get right back in the pennant. I don't think the Mets aren't running away with it. The Braves are supposedly buying, you know, like, they went out and got Jock Peterson. So they're supposedly a buyer at the trading deadline. So if the Braves are buying and the Nats and the Braves are so close in the standings, like, how are the Nats selling? I just don't see it. And I feel the same with, like, you know, Freddie Freeman. It's like, I saw his name today on Twitter getting bandied about. I'm like, what? No way is he getting traded. I just don't see it. I think, like, guys like Joey Gallo, I think, are going to be gone. Craig Kimbrell, I think, are going to be gone. You know, like, there's a few. I think, you know, maybe Sterling Marte, you probably have better insight than I do. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there's some guys who I do think will get traded. I don't think Scherzer's going to be one.
Yeah, but we'll see next week for sure. Gray, I know we're going to have Donkey Teeth on the show on Monday to preview the Raz Bowl, which is Raz Ball's fantasy football edition of the Raz Ball. Tell us a little bit more, if you can, about the Raz Bowl, which starts on Monday.
Yeah, well, for people who are in the Raz Slam, for the baseball season, it's basically that. It's a best ball tournament, but it's for football. So it's going to be best ball. And for people who don't know, best ball is basically you just draft and then the computer puts in your best lineups. So you don't have to do anything really after the draft. So it's super, low maintenance, which I think is great considering most people have so many leagues. And this is just a giant, the Raz Bowl is a giant league of experts. So you get to play with people like yourself, you're in it. Andy Barron's from Yahoo. There's a bunch of people that are in it who are, quote unquote experts. So you should, you play and you see where you do against the big guns.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Hey, Gray, I know we'll have you on one more time after the trade deadline because I definitely want your thoughts on that. But do want to thank you for coming on with us all fantasy baseball season long. Second year in a row you've done this and spent basically 10, 15 minutes of nonsense with me on the air every single week. And I want to thank you for doing that and help people out a lot. I always recommend your website at RazBall for one thing and one thing that's important, which is that Gray and the guys over there, they win leagues. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They are winning leagues every year. Gray, thank you again for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Gray.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we tracking every
calorie? Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Albright with us. You can follow him on Twitter at RazBall. We'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. More fantasy football discussion. We've got Fantasy Reality, Sports Grid 60, and a whole lot more here on this Friday as we'll be back on Fantasy Sports Today in just 2 minutes. So make sure you stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fantasy or Reality coming up. Brett Levy will join us. We'll go through some hard-hitting fantasy or reality questions. Davis, what are you up to this weekend? I feel like this is probably, for you, it's got to be the last weekend before it gets crazy, right? Like, this is it. Next week, it's training camps in full and news and information and constantly updating the site. Like, you going to get away at all? Like, what's going on?
Well, it's already crazy for me. I spent the whole morning in my New Orleans Saints spreadsheets making sure I had everything right. I was working through that. So it's already nuts for me. My girlfriend is out of town, though. So I have reverted hard to bachelor life. I let the dogs up in the bed with me last night. I ate a gigantic steak burrito on the couch while watching Simpsons reruns. So I am full on bachelor mode. I'm going to go golf in the morning, probably going to eat a lot of junk food and just relax, hang out with the dog. I think I got to give the dogs baths. They are up for their monthly grooming. And I'm taking them in the backyard with the hose and some dog shampoo. We're going to get that done. That's the big exciting event on my calendar, Craig.
All right. Well, so listen, a nice relaxing weekend. Nothing wrong with that. I think, tonight I'm going to Marlins Padres working. And then tomorrow I'm taking my son and my brother and his son. And then Sunday, I think it'll be quiet. I think it'll be a day off. Brett, I wonder what you have going on this weekend. Anything exciting for you before we get into some fantasy reality?
Just closing on my house next week, Craig. It's been a crazy week here. So I'm just making sure we have everything in order for next Friday. But we do have some good fantasy reality today. Last night, Fernando Tatis became the quickest player ever in Major League history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases. There was another exciting player when I was growing up, Craig, so this was the best player I could think of to compare him to. But we'll start with you for this one. Fernando Tatis is more exciting to watch than Ricky Henderson. Craig, is this a fantasy or reality?
You know why this isn't really a question that is fair to answer? I thought about this a lot. Because if you didn't live in Oakland or New York, you didn't get to see Ricky Henderson play. I mean, that's just the truth until the end of his career. I mean, he was on the Mets and he was on Seattle and he was on the Padres, but he was not the same player at that point. And it makes me wonder, because of the fact that we didn't have the ability to watch all of the games digitally and on television, what that would have felt like. So I thought about it and I did go back, and I'm going to say fantasy. I think Ricky Henderson, if you look statistically at the first 10 years of his career, Fernando Tatis Jr. is not going to steal 100 bases or 80 bases or anything like that. And to me, there was nobody in baseball that could do it like Ricky Henderson. I guess Tim Raines came second in my era of watching. So it's really not a question that I think that even I can answer, because I grew up in the 80s for the most part, late 70s and 80s, which is when Ricky Henderson was a player. But I wasn't getting to watch him on a nightly basis outside of him being on the Yankees for a few years on Tuesday night, because that's all we got when I lived in South Florida. But I'm going to say fantasy. Tatis is a fantastic player. And because he plays a premium position of shortstop, we're getting to see a lot of those highlights. But no one got to see Ricky Henderson play unless you lived in the market that he was in.
I'm gonna side with you, Craig. This is one for the boomers. There's no possible way that Fernando Tatis Jr. is more exciting than Ricky Henderson, because when Ricky Henderson was doing his thing, there really was not anyone else that was playing baseball like him. Like, if you go back and look at the leaderboards for like stolen bases and speed score and things like that, when Ricky Henderson was playing, he was playing a very, like, they're just, he was playing an unparalleled style of baseball. He was running all over the outfield like crazy, making these insane catches, running into the fence. He had a little bit of pop too. Like, it's not like Ricky Henderson was not Billy Hamilton. Like, he could, and he played in Oakland and was still able to, you know, power some home runs over those fences. I mean, 297 career home runs, seasons of 28, 21 home runs. Like, he was awesome. Like, and I mean, who would not love to live through a season of 130 stolen bases? Not a typo, not something that I just said that was incorrect. 130 stolen bases. Of course, Ricky Henderson is more exciting than Fernando Tatis. This is a fantasy.
Yeah, and the thing with Ricky Henderson, too, is that in his prime, like 8 to 10 years of Yankees and A's, it was, I mean, you talk about outcomes, Davis, like these true outcomes. It was basically a home run or a walk, and he's automatically on second base. And to think of that, like that's the kind of player that does deserve to get paid $200, $300 million because you don't know what's coming. You know he's going to run. Like, you know he's on first. You know he's going to run, and they can't stop him. And that's what made him so great. It was a shame, I would say, the end of his career, Davis, if you look at it. All of these teams that he just kept going, just kept playing. He went back to Oakland and then back to the Yankees and then Seattle and San Diego and New York. Like, I guess he just couldn't tear the jersey off Ricky Henderson. But, yeah, fantasy. Ricky Henderson would have been unbelievable to watch for everybody every night.
All right. Well, another guy who made some baseball news yesterday, then walked it back a little bit. Yermin Mercedes shows up to work a day after saying he's going to step away. I think we've all been there. We've all been fed up, wanted to quit, maybe said something stupid, had to show it up next day. So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. Yermin Mercedes had a relatable moment. Is this a fantasy or reality?
I'm a millennial, man. I'm from the softest generation. You know how many things I've wanted to quit in my life and how many things I have quit in my life? There certainly has been a number of things where I said, you know what? Enough of this. I'm done. I'm out. You want me to do this, but I'm not going to do it. Whatever thing I'm doing, whatever task, if it becomes too overwhelming. And you know what? I mean, there are some things in life that you should quit. Things that are not worth the energy, things that are not worth the time and attention. You should quit things that are like awful and that you don't absolutely have to do. So this is very relatable to me. You know, I actually don't believe I've ever quit a job. Or no, you know what? I did. I quit one job. I decided the year after I graduated high school, the summer before I went off to college, I decided to work overnights at a grocery store, like doing the shelves, because it was like an extra buck an hour. I made it about 3 weeks into it, and I was like, you know what? Worst decision I've ever made. This is terrible. All my friends are out hanging out during the day. I'm sleeping during the day and then going back to work. This is awful. I'm not doing it. I quit. So reality, very relatable moment for Yermin Mercedes for me.
Yeah, and I think, look, I think that for me, in the last 10 or 15 years, if you just ask me that question in a vacuum, I would say fantasy. But it all just depends on where you're at in your life. Like, there are people, we are very fortunate, basically, to do what we do, to be able to talk about sports every day with you. And there are people who have jobs that hate their jobs. And most people, I would say, don't like their jobs. And so, regardless of how tough it's been, I would say, doing any of the media stuff that I've done the last 15 years, I absolutely have felt that way. But when I was younger, oh, absolutely did I, you know, threaten to quit, want to quit, leave. And then all of a sudden it hits you. It's like, now I have two kids. Now I'm a homeowner. You are now, Davis. And Brett, you are coming as well. And you just can't do it. Like, the bills are coming at the end of the month and they're not rental bills anymore. Like, you own your house and you have to, in my case, I have to pay for my kids to go to school. And so quitting is just really not an option. But I totally understand Yermin Mercedes, young player, going through something, obviously. And when I was younger, yeah, I mean, I was pretty wild. I would not care and say whatever I wanted to say and let the results be damned. But so I would say, yes, reality, but prior to, like, I would say 2002, 2003, somewhere along those lines.
All right. Well, a great show that everyone loves is coming back. I think tonight, might be this weekend. Ted Lasso, I think this is the third season. Jason Sudeikis, the European Premier League soccer coach, is back for another season. So we got to ask, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. Ted Lasso is the best streaming option this weekend. Is this a fantasy or reality?
You know, I even feel ashamed to admit this, but I have not even seen the first season of Ted Lasso, which I know. I mean, it's right up my alley. I love Jason Sudeikis. I love soccer. I watch a lot of TV because, you know, that's what you do when you get to be an old man like me and you're sitting down on the after dinner, 7 o'clock. What are you going to do? It's like, all right, let's watch some TV. I got to think it's clearly the best streaming option this weekend, though. I don't think there's anything else new that's launching. You know, I don't think Netflix is really pushing anything this weekend. I know that there's not anything that I was super interested in, nothing like Space Jam from last weekend. So maybe I will use my Bachelor weekend. I'll get signed up for Apple Plus and I will watch the first season of Ted Lasso this weekend, because Apple Plus is deciding to release it like Disney Plus has been releasing their shows. They're only doing one episode at a time, so they're not dropping the entire season for you to go binge this week. It's the weekly drop schedule, which I actually hate this. I totally get why they do it, right? You get people to sign right up, you keep people on, they watch other stuff on the network and everything. But I hate it because I'm so much of an immediate gratification guy. But this seems like a reality to me. I don't think anything else is coming out this weekend that I need to see.
Yeah, when Ted Lasso came out, and I would say for months, I never even considered watching it, but enough people, Davis, were talking about it and saying it was so good, and so I did dive in and watch the entire first season within, I would say, probably a week, somewhere along those lines. I am with you. I wish that all of the episodes were out, but I also understand there is somewhat of that need to have to wait for a show to come out the following week. But yes, I would say it is the best streaming option this weekend. It's a really good show, Davis. It's a lot of fun. There's good humor, makes you feel good at the end of watching it, positive stories. And yeah, I would say that by the time we get back here on Monday, my guess is I will have seen the first episode of Ted Lasso this weekend, which is out right now, by the way, on Apple Plus. So, Davis, in between washing the dog, you can mix in a couple of episodes.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. I'm not really looking forward to washing the dogs. They are going to fight me every step of the way. They hate it. They hate it, but they need it. They both stink. They both need it. They got this big yard that they get to run around and roll in now, so they're getting into all kinds of freaking mischief. So they need a bath, but I'm not looking forward to that part of my weekend, Craig.
Hopefully no crazy fantasy football news to have to change projections on Daily Roto, which you can go to right now, help you win your fantasy football league. All right, we got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next, and then that'll do it for our shows for the week. Of course, all weekend long, we got in-game live from morning till night, all the baseball, everything happening, going on at the Olympics too, breaking it all down for you. The guys do a great job here on Sports Grid, so stay tuned for that. We will take our final time out of the week, and we'll be back with the Sports Grid 60 in just 2 minutes. So make sure you stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If dog watching is your weekend activity, lean on Davis Matic on Twitter. He'll help you get through that this weekend. Sounds like that's on deck for him. But before we let Davis go out into the dog washing world, let's check in to see what he's got for today's Sports Grid 60. Davis, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm just going to complain. I'm going to complain about something that I really like. Everyone knows I talk about Star Wars on this show a lot when I get a chance. And The Bad Batch, which I told you to watch, has been out. They're doing the weekly release on it. And it is good. I don't mean to say that it is not good, but it's not going anywhere. And it really seemed like it was. After about four episodes, I was like, okay, I really see what you guys are going after here. But what it's really degenerated into, do you remember, you know how the X-Files would do their Monster of the Week episodes, and then like three times a season, they'd have an episode that tied into the larger mythology? All of the episodes have been big Monster of the Week episodes, and I need more story. And this just goes for all the Star Wars things they do. They did this with The Mandalorian. They're going to be doing it with the Kenobi show, I think, that's coming out. All of these shows. And the message I would like to communicate, I know Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau are big fans of Sports Grid. I know they're watching. We just need more meat. We need more meat. You know, the dessert is fine, but we need more meat to these stories, guys.
All right, I want to end with a place that I've been to many times, been to football games there, and can speak to the fandom that is the Green Bay Packers. I really don't understand how all of this has transpired, because Packers fans in general are usually the most accepting and forgiving bunch amongst all football fans in the country. They just sort of go with whatever the organization tells them. And they're kind of going down a weird road here that they've never been down before. I mean, the whole Brett Favre thing at the end of his career was a little bizarre, of course. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers came right in and won. But it has been almost 20 years since the Packers have not been a good football team. Are they really willing to lose their top players just for the sake of bargaining? I don't know. Don't get it. Thanks, of course, to James at LTN. Thanks, of course, to David, my co-host. For Brett, Danny, and Ryan, I'm Craig. See you Monday.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.